SwingerCast is intended for mature audiences. If you're under 18, the show's not only not for you, but you're not even going to be able to get into the places we're talking about. For the rest of you, sit back and enjoy, and remember, this is just from our own personal experiences, and it should not be misconstrued as professional advice.
SwingerCast!
SwingerCast is about our
hot
times that we have and our
hot
love that we have. Some people claim that we say
hot
too much, but we don't care because we love our
hot
times.
Starting route to 1924 Glen Helen Road in 7.9 miles. Take exit to merge onto I-215 north towards San Bernardino.
Okay, we're in the car on our way to Freedom Acres Resort. We've made this drive quite a bit. All of our podcasts, just about early podcasts, that's how we started this podcast, was driving to this club. That was like 9 years ago. Is that crazy or what? When we first started this show, we used to drive all the way to this club and we'd get a hotel room.
Now we don't have to get a hotel room.
No, no, no. They have the resort. So Freedom Acres also has a resort now, and this is their 1 year anniversary. You can shuttle. They shuttle you to the club too, right?
I wish they would shuttle us from our house. I'm ready to be there already. It's a long drive.
Well, it's pretty. The sun's setting. It's beautiful. Southern California. Sunset. I think we're going to make it there before it's dark. I hope so, because we've been here once before in September of last year when they were pretty new. We didn't get out till really late for the midnight pool party. So I've never really seen this resort in the light of day.
In a quarter mile, the destination is on your left.
It's right here.
1924 Glen Helen Road.
We'll check into our cabin and check back with ya.
So we checked in and got a place. It was a lot better than I expected.
It was a very nice place. Can recommend unit M11.
Yeah.
A or B. Especially it's nice if you're going to go there and share that particular unit with another couple, because it has two bedrooms,
One at each end. It's a mobile home, so one at each end of the mobile home. And in between, there's a nice-sized living room and a huge kitchen with a bar.
Yes, it was very nice. I think it's the newest unit of the whole place. They took good care of us. They put us in a really nice place.
It was great. And yeah, you were right. If you had another couple you wanted to come with, that would be a perfect place, mm-hmm. I think.
So we kind of chillaxed in our abode for a minute or two and a little while, got ourselves ready. It's still early. The pool party wasn't starting until midnight, so it was just around 10 o'clock. So we thought we would venture up to the pool, kind of get the lay of the land, see what we had gotten ourselves into. Before, when we were in the parking lot, it was Friday night, so single guys were allowed. We had met a guy named D. Very nice guy, and I think he was kind of just waiting for the party to start.
Seeing if there was a party going on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so as we walked up to the pool, we met a guy, a Chinese guy named Pancho.
We're on the way to the pool, and a Chinese guy named Pancho, it's not his real name, from Las Vegas, right?
I'm from Las Vegas.
Yeah? And your first time to get naked in the pool here?
Yes, 2 hours ago.
2 hours ago. Now you're looking for the party.
I'm wondering. I was in the pool and standing right in the center of the pool. I have nothing to do. I'm waiting for the party. But
it's really no one's here right now, and I'm guessing everyone's at the club, Freedom Acres, and they're gonna come over here at midnight.
Hopefully. Maybe like 1 hour, 1 hour and a half.
Yeah. Are you an exchange student? Is that what you?
I'm an international student.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm the full-time student. I don't work, technically, but I just study here.
That's awesome.
This is I'm studying here.
No. Yeah, you're studying here. This is the best kind of studying you can do. Life.
I have my notebook.
You got your notebook. You're going to be standing in there with your notebook.
The Freedom Maker 101. I see.
Yeah.
So what brought you here today?
Actually, today is Friday. Uh-huh. There are more people driving to Las Vegas. So if I drove this afternoon, I will reach the high traffic. I mean, the big traffic on the road. So I just want to make a stop here
Here, perfect. Yeah. You should just hang around and
stay for one more hour, two more hours, and it'll be fun time.
So, what was it like being naked? Were you the only one up there, or is there people up there?
Yes. The some couples there. There are a few playing in the jacuzzi. You know what playing means for, right?
Oh yeah.
And there are a few people, couples were playing in the jacuzzi. There are two, three couples in the pool, in the main pool area.
So you have places like this in China?
We don't have that kind of place in China, but publicly no. But the private, I don't know.
So, wow, that's really cool. You're just like, hey, I'm going to check it out. Experience life, adventure.
China
doesn't have that.
So, yeah, I'm sure they do, though. They probably do. Sure. No?
Hopefully they do have, but
keep hope alive, Pancho.
We're going to check in with you, Pancho, throughout the night and see how you're doing and how you enjoy your evening,
All right.
Okay?
Right. Talk to you later.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you.
Adios.
Bye-bye.
Adios.
So Pancho was right. There wasn't a whole lot going on. There were a few couples playing. I don't know if you caught that in that last clip, but he asked Allie if she knew what playing meant. I thought that was funny.
Oh, that's funny.
But
I didn't really catch that.
But we came back to the room and freshened up our drinks, and Allie changed clothes four or five times because she didn't know what to wear on the way to a clothing optional naked party. Anyway, we hung out in the room for a while.
Well, it was cold a little bit.
It was a little cold.
When we got there at midnight, there were a lot of people there, and we went to the fireplace because, yes, it was a little cold. And that's always a great place, I think, to get to know people. It's a big fire pit and people sit around it and
you talk. Have to be social.
Yeah, it forces you to be social and it's a lot of fun. Lots of interesting conversations around the fire. So we were hanging out there for a while, just talking and laughing and drinking, and some people were swimming, and
they had a DJ.
Yeah, the music was really good, really good.
I guess at one point, you know, you saw Pancho. He was just kind of like watching all of us, and you kind of called him over, and we chatted with him for a little bit, and then our other single guy, D, he shows up.
Yeah, he was there. I wasn't even sure that he made it into the party, you know, because we saw him when we were checking in to the place. So, I mean, there were a lot of people that we met there, and we were just having a great time hanging out by the fire. And
you must have, because you got in the hot tub, and you never do that.
I never get in the hot tub, but I really wanted to, and I tested it out, and it was hot. That's the reason I don't ever get in there, because big communal hot tubs, I want to make sure they're really, really hot. And it was great. It felt awesome. You and I got in there, and Pancho also got in there. And I think you and I were just kind of like embraced a little, maybe kissing. What were you doing? You were touching me, or...
I was just touching your breast, and I was giving you a back rub. I think when I turned you around to give you a back rub, I think that's when Pancho, he was standing there watching us the whole time, and he asked you if he could touch your breast.
Yeah, when you turned around, you were like, you were kind of turning me around.
I was giving you a back rub.
Facing him, you were back rubbing and kind of fingering me too, weren't you?
Maybe. Guilty as charged.
But he asked if he could touch, and then or I said he could touch. I can't remember which one it was. And he was just started touching my breast and while you were massaging my back. And you can tell your perspective because...
Well, I was just sandwiching you, you know, and I know I could tell you were probably stroking him under the water.
I was stroking you.
Well, I was behind you.
I know, and one of my hands was there.
We flipped around in there. I know that we turned you around the other way a couple of times, and then...
Oh, wow, yes, we flipped all around and then, fondling. It happened, it got really hot really fast.
Mm-hmm. And then D, the other single guy, he was conveniently perched in the hot tub with just his feet in the water. And then you kind of leaned over to touch him, and eventually you were like me and Pancho were sandwiching you, and then you were sucking his cock in the hot tub. And then at one point, and this was kind of hot for me, I was getting hot in the hot tub and very aroused, and I just kind of sat back on the side of the hot tub for a second, and then those two guys were sandwiching you. Mm-hmm. And I got to, you know, and I was watching.
Yeah, that was a sexy sandwich there. And I remember looking over at you and winking. Yeah, they were totally sandwiching me and caressing me and sticking their hard cocks all around me, on my body. And I glance over at you first and wink, and I look over to the left and I see the security guard kind of look. I mean, it probably looked like we were fucking completely, and I kind of like, you know, winked at him or kind of like, oh, you know, not, don't worry, don't worry. And, but it was pretty, pretty damn hot.
I'll say. God, and then I came back over, and then you had like the four of us, three of us guys all over you. I'd put my hand down into the pool to finger you. Oops, there's already a hand there. Grab a breast. There's one right over on the next one. Grab one hand on your ass.
You know I love the hands, and all of you guys were just really turning me on.
We kind of lifted you up out of the water a little bit, too.
It was very hot.
You're floating.
But they were rubbing their... Yeah, we were fondling and touching and rubbing bodies together, sandwiching. There was no penetration. I don't want them to think I did that in their hot tub.
You would have if it had been allowed.
No. At one time, you got out of the water and were sitting on the edge, and I was sucking your cock, and then D was just sitting there up sucking his cock and alternating back and forth a little bit. And Pancho came up behind me, and he was kind of touching me, and he asked politely if he could rub his dick on me, but he's like, no, you know, he wasn't going to have intercourse. So he said that to me, and I was like, it's fine. And I was in a rhythm, sucking your cocks back and forth and floating, and he was touching me from behind, Pancho, and caressing my titties, and his hard cock up against my back, lower back, and ass. It was so hot, like, you guys were in, like, a triangle or something, and had me, and it was like you were passing me. From what I was being passed from one guy to the next. And it was great. And I love the hands and I love the touching. And I could just like hold on to a cock with one hand and the other hand and be passed around. And they were touching my tits and fingering me and hard cocks all over. All over. I love it.
Yeah, it got very hot there. It got very, very hot.
It was fun. I felt like, well, that was six. It's not quite like octopus, but at points of it, when you guys were all just touching me and fingering me and fondling me, and I was sucking, and just, it was just very fluid and hot. It was very hot, hot tub time.
You kind of excused yourself. You got out of the water. You bent down, whispered in my ear, "I'm going to the bathroom. I'm going to see if there's a playroom. And if there is, we can all go play. But I'm not going to fuck Poncho. He's too young."
Yeah.
I said, "All right." So that you left, and the guys were like, "What's going on?" And I said, "Well, she went to the bathroom. She's going to see if there's a playroom. And if there is, D and I may fuck her if she likes. Poncho, she's not going to fuck you. But she may give you some more attention or just let you watch. But you're welcome to come with us if it happens."
Did you tell him the reason why?
Yeah, I said you're too young for her.
Okay.
And he didn't care. he was ready. He was ready. And then you weren't gone very long, and we saw you picked a playroom that was like steps away from the hot tub. Yeah. And in we went. So yeah, we got in there, and you had your coconut oil, and you gave each of us a little bit, and what did we do?
You guys rubbed it on your cocks, rubbed it on me, rubbed it. I gave out most everybody just a big, big handful of coconut oil. Got that coconut oil out, gave you guys a handful of it, and just to rub on me and to rub on you guys, because we'd all been in the hot tub, you know, got to get oiled up, and it felt really great having all your hands touching me. And you went down on me first. Thank you very much. I don't know what happened next. Let's hear it from you. You went down on me. What was I doing?
Squirming.
I was sucking.
Going down on you, and you were sucking, alternating between their two dicks, and sucking them, and touching them, and.
Mm-hmm.
Eventually, you wanted a dick to fuck you. And so I had already had the condom out, and D grabbed it, and he started fucking you.
Now, he should have been on our last episode, too.
Why?
Our last BBC episode.
Oh, because he was big.
He was big. Yeah. Really big. Oh, wow. He was putting me in these very acrobatic positions. Like, my legs were in a straddle splits at one point, and he was pounding me pretty hard and pushing down on my legs, like being in. That was when it was pretty intense, and I couldn't no longer suck you guys.
Yeah. Really, you were in the throes of ecstasy. You were getting fucked, and Poncho and I were rubbing your tits, and I was rubbing your neck, and
I did doggy too.
Oh yeah. Oh, you fucked him good.
And yeah, all three of you, and that's why it's not like a gangbang or something. It's more like a group sex thing, because all three of you were involved with me at all times.
Pretty much, yeah.
Except when it would get like really,
really intense,
and that would only be for like. So it flowed very well. It was very hot. You want to talk about it from your perspective?
Well, he was fucking you, and then, you know, he punching, like I said, we were, you know, rubbing you and everything. And then I think you said, "John, come in my mouth."
Yeah, I was sucking you, and I felt like you were going to come, and I was like, "Come in my mouth."
I said, "I want to fuck you."
Yeah.
And he heard that, and he got out, and then I fucked you, and you were on your back, and you started really sucking D.
It made me come so much, I wanted to make him come. So, I did. And right after he did, I sucked Poncho's. cock while you were still fucking me. And he says he's going to be fast or something like that. I don't know. And I said he could come in my mouth too if he wanted. And he did. And then it was, now you're fucking me all at the same time. And I could tell, I knew that was turning you on. Seeing those two guys and come in my mouth, I guess. And then what did D say to you?
I don't know. I was fucking you. But he said something like, she wants all that cum, John. You better give her some of yours. And I did.
And that turned you, yeah. And then you pulled out and you came in my mouth. That was kind of crazy.
Yeah.
That was hot.
It was hot.
Did you enjoy it?
I loved it. I have a hard-on right now hearing you tell me about it. it was very, very hot. I mean, we play a lot with couples, with singles, with ourselves, with, you know, it's all good.
Yeah.
And it was a lot of fucking fun, and it was hot, and you needed a drink. You were parched. You needed water or something to, because you just had three guys come in your mouth.
Yeah.
So I left to go back to get you something to drink, and I come back, and you told me that you had remembered to hit record with Poncho.
Yeah, I remember to check back in with him because we had told him at the beginning of the evening, oh, we'll check back in with you.
You didn't think you'd be checking in with him that way, but...
Right.
You did. And yeah. And here you go. Thanks, Poncho.
So, we're back with our friend that we met earlier in the evening.
Poncho.
Poncho. How are you doing tonight, Poncho?
Very, very good. It's more than I'm expected. Very, very good. Actually, I'm kind of shake, but I'm excited. I mean, a shake is exciting. Shake is
shaking, excited. Yeah,
very,
that's
very
great.
Good. Very, very good. It's amazing. Totally different from the place I'm. I mean, the culture is different. They're totally different from the place I'm coming from. Very, very good. Just say hello, or just met them like 2 or 3 minutes when they talk. Then you guys touched in the secret place. So what do I call the secret place?
Secret place. I like that.
And then it's amazing. And then we just do things that it's kind of exploring the new people from another way.
Yeah.
Which is very cool. Very, very cool. I'll think about it. I mean, I really have no time to think about it after.
We started off in the hot tub. That was pretty hot.
That
is, wasn't it?
Yes, it is. And it's the very first time I'm kind of playing in the hot tub and touch the woman or the girls like that. And my thing is standing up. Before I really don't know the it can standing up in the hot tub. It's really amazing. It is a new experience. It really impressed me. It impressed me a lot. Thank you. It's a new experience.
It was fun. It was awesome.
Very
and
cool.
You guys were great. My legs are shaking. Like if you feel like feel
yeah,
how
I'm touching
feel,
it. Yeah, I can feel
it. Feel it? Feel it shaking?
Like, it is shaking.
Do you feel that?
Yeah.
Wow.
That was
a foursome.
Oh. Wild. Totally wild. I like the word wild. Wild.
Wild. All right. Well, I need a drink. I need a drink.
Sure.
And to go to the ladies' room. So
I'll talk to you later.
Yeah.
So thank you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Husband. And you guys, awesome. The experience. So when I go back home, then I'll think about it. It's very, very cool.
Will you tell your friends about it? They won't believe you, huh?
I'll think about about it to myself. Then later on, so maybe I share some parts with some other friends, particular kind of friends. But anyway, it is amazing. I have to go back home to think about the whole thing for a very long time. Thank you.
Sure.
Very, very good.
Thank you.
Okay, so I guess Pancho, what he meant to say was you gave him memories for his spank bank.
What do you mean? Oh, when he said, I'll think about this?
Oh, yeah. He will. I will. It was hot.
It was hot. And it was very fluid and very sexy. And I really enjoyed the hot tub because I don't really go all out in the hot tubs.
No, you never do.
It's rare.
It was unlike
and
you.
And I really took advantage of that hot tub because it was lots of fun. And I didn't mention this before, but what memory that I keep flashing back to is in the hot tub, two guys on each side of me and one in front of me. And I was like holding on to the cocks, the hard cocks, as like almost like handlebars. Does that make any sense? I can show you, but it was just, it's cool. Like just holding on like that to keep myself above water. You know, it was just great. I love it. And we partied there. Till sunrise when we got back to our place, the sun was starting to come up and people were still there.
And you pretty much kicked me out of bed about 10 or 11 o'clock and you're like, go up to the pool. And cause we were supposed to be there cause we were vendors and, check it out, see what's going on. And I wandered up there and I saw Z from Dream Pleasure Tours.
Oh yeah.
She's John, you're hungover. Where's Allie? She's coming. She sent me to scout it out and there were a lot of vendors up there and the managers were very gracious to us and very helpful and helped us get ourselves situated. We didn't really want to set up a table or anything like that. We wanted to kind of go around and get the sights and sounds.
Yeah, we wanted to enjoy the party.
Okay, it's Saturday morning. Morning to us.
We are survivors.
We are survivors. We had a blast last night. And it's about noon, I guess. The pool party's been going on. Ooh, a beautiful butterfly just landed on John's shoulder. Wow. So we're standing right outside the party. We're getting about ready to go inside and see what's going on.
All right, we're here at the pool, at the front gate of the pool, and there's no photography allowed here, so we're going to read you some of the rules. Big sign says, nudity required beyond this point. Please bear with us.
And the pool rules. No glass in the pool area. That's a pretty common rule.
Check your liquor at the bar.
No intercourse in the pool area, but everything else is greatly encouraged. Have fun.
Be respectful of others.
Be cool or we will kick your ass out.
Swinger etiquette applies.
Ask first, don't be a jerk, enjoy the ride.
No photography allowed.
No leering. Don't make others feel weird, be cool.
Do nothing you'll say sorry for.
Flirt, play, have a great time, but be cool. Okay, well, thought you might want to hear some rules. The pool rules. But you can have oral sex all over the place, anywhere, but just not intercourse.
And there's playrooms where you can't have intercourse, just not in the pool.
Yeah, there's like three gazebo-type playrooms, big, large playrooms in the back of the pool.
And we went over to an area where there were some vendors, and they were cooking barbecue and getting ready for lunch. We timed that perfectly.
Yes.
We timed that perfectly. That lunch was awesome. That barbecue was fabulous. And the food's always great at Freedom Acres. And
Russ's wife, I think, is responsible for that.
Yes. And it's amazing and really good food.
Yeah, you taught Z how to hula hoop.
Yeah, I had my hula hoop.
SDC was there. Cassidy was there. A new website was there called Quiver. And then we went and enjoyed the pool party. We went and it was full on, full blast. It was an amazing party. Probably the best pool party that we've ever been to.
Freedom Makers, make some noise out there. Come on.
The pool is huge. It's a large, very large pool. And that pool was packed with naked bodies.
Yeah.
What a sight. And people were dancing around the pool.
You were hula hooping.
Yeah. I met a girl that had, she had like three hula hoops. And she was like, she saw me with mine. And she's like, oh, I've got some hula hoops back at my place. I'm going to go get mine. And she brought her hula hoops, and we had everybody hula hooping around the pool. And then you got up and got a little sound bite.
Freedom Makers, party naked, fuck yeah. Are you ready?
Yeah.
One.
One, two, three.
Freedom Makers, party naked, fuck yeah.
Woo! Back to you, Mr. DJ. Thank you guys very much. Have a good time.
It was an amazing, fun, festive, wild pool party, and everyone was having so much fun. Naked bodies everywhere, dancing, laughing, smiling, joking around, oral sex everywhere.
Yeah, yeah.
Naughty dancing around, and like the pool was packed with people.
Oh, wow.
And Winston was there. Winston is, if you don't know, a world-renowned celebrity from Hedo, and he does a great job of getting people involved with contests and games. And
he's fun.
Oh, yeah.
So we're going to party right now. Hedonism style. And remember, we got some prizes and surprises. Somebody's going to Jamaica. Somebody's going to Hedonism, too.
It's great when he's there because it's almost like you're at Hedo or yeah. something by the pool, because he gets the crowd really going and plays all sorts of naughty games.
Because I started twerking years before Miley Cyrus was even alive. Okay, twerking started in Jamaica with Winston. It started with me. I'm sorry. This is the cocktail shaking contest. We want to see how well these bad boys can shake below the waist. All right? DJ, the same treatment. Bad boys, you got 60 seconds to win your vote right now. DJ, drop it like it's on. Here we go.
One of the funniest ones that I thought they did was the fake it orgasm contest. Or I don't know, they're making people like fake.
Yo, that was so
They're
funny.
Having simulated sex in front of yeah. us, but they were faking an orgasm. But it's pretty funny.
Oh, fuck my ass. Oh, fuck yeah. Oh, that's tight, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, you big fucking cunt. Fuck that shit, baby. Fuck. Fuck. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, fuck. Oh, God. Fucking shit. Ah. Yeah, that was your first time, right? Yeah, that was your first time.
They gave away trips to Hedo, actually, and all kinds of prizes and fun stuff, and it was just an amazing, good time.
Oh, wow, now they're shaking their cocks.
Let's go!
Facing the pool.
Here we go now. Shake it up, shake it up.
What more could you want for in a pool party? Tons, hundreds of naked bodies, fun, festive people, someone there getting the crowd all rowdy and playing fun games, playrooms, a hot tub, massage, all going on around you.
Now, ladies and gentlemen, who gave the best blowjob? Is it now? You gotta remember the techniques and all that. Is it number one?
And then, towards the end of the day, we got a chance to sit down and talk with for just a few minutes, one of the massage therapists, there's a couple there, mm-hmm. and they do massages at the resort.
Yeah.
What does it cost?
It costs $40 for four hands for both of us. And for $40. And that usually go about 40 minutes.
Four hands, $40.
$40, central.
That's a good deal.
See, what makes us different is, you know, a lot of massage therapists, they just do their work and it's very in the back room somewhere or it's in a room and it's very private and that's it. It's over. But we don't mind sharing. We'd like to have couples improve their sex life through massages. So we want the husband or the spouse, the boyfriend, be there watching too. And we don't mind teaching a whole group, like a whole lifestyle party, how sensual it is, how can incorporate this into the foreplay. So what's different about Jackie and I is we don't mind showing everybody. We'll do hands-on too. We'll walk you through. We'll show you the strokes and moves and how to really tantalize and every tease and stuff. That's what she does best. Here comes my boss. I call her my boss. She's my boss.
Hi.
Whose idea was it to come do massages here at Freedom Acres?
Probably me.
A very sexy couple, and I'm looking forward to my massage from them.
Yeah, they promised you a four-hand massage when we come back.
Yes, and I can't wait.
Maybe Labor Day.
Labor Day.
And I think we should say, too, that, you know, this was the one-year anniversary, and it was an off-the-wall party. Friday and Saturdays typically, I think, are big parties, but this was a huge event.
Right.
And I think the next one will be Labor Day.
What I love about these large lifestyle swinger parties is there's quite a range of ages. I would say the majority at this event were in their 30s and 40s, but there were 20s, there were definitely 50s and 60s and even 70s, people in their 70s, and everyone's partying together. And age doesn't really seem to matter, does it?
No, it doesn't matter. I mean, we were hanging out at the pool with 20-something, and later we were hanging out at the fire pit with, I don't know, 60, maybe more. I don't know. So you'll hear from them coming up shortly. And we ran into somebody who we hadn't seen in a long time, and we sat down and had a little conversation with him.
We're sitting here with our longtime friend, Tom. We haven't seen each other for a long time.
It has been a while, yeah. Probably, 7 or 8 years? Probably maybe even longer than that, yeah, since CB shut down.
Right. You come here often, right?
Yeah. Freedom Acres bought it out from Deer Park, which was strictly a nudist place, and it had really kind of been run down or neglected, like when it was owned by Deer Park. This weekend's party was the first year anniversary of it, Freedom Acres taking it over. And basically every weekend when the weather has been nice, I've been here. Yeah.
Oh, wow.
So yeah, and we were kind of mooching off of our friends because it's like, you know, a lot of mobile home parks, a lot of fifth wheels, a lot of travel trailers. So we got to know some people, and we were kind of mooching off of our friends staying at like their fifth wheel. So we decided, okay, we've got to go get one. So we went to Leisure World, found one for this like elderly couple that like couldn't use it anymore. It was super clean, like a little bit older, but it was like super nice. Paid some guy $150 here to tow it here, and now we have, like, we call it our little cabin in the woods. It's so
awesome.
We just love it here. Yeah, so we're basically here every weekend. Yeah.
Wow.
And like I said, we got it 3 weeks ago. So the weather's been nice, but like we envision coming here even in the wintertime. It's just gonna be because like by the what's it called? I guess the common area or like where they do karaoke. They've got a hot tub back there too. So yeah. So it's gonna be. Yeah, so we'll be here in the wintertime as well.
What is it like here on a non-party?
It's pretty slow. Like Monday through, like say Thursday. Mm-hmm. Like I've taken the last two Mondays off, And the first Monday, 2 weeks ago, there's like maybe five couples, like 10, 12 people in total. Last Monday, it was like Rosie and I for, I don't know, like pretty much the whole day. You know,
wow.
Yeah, in this huge pool. You know, because like the residents, the people who live here permanently, I think, like, are a little bit older. So, you know, they're not going to.
Yeah. A lot of people come on the weekends, like you guys, right?
Basically, yeah, yeah. This is. Yeah.
Or rent their places out to other people?
Yeah, they have, like, you know, you've seen the cabins, I'm sure. And then if you own, like, I guess a newer travel trailer or fifth wheel or mobile home or whatever, you can put it into the rental pool. We discussed doing that, but we're here every weekend. And like, so like if it doesn't sell out during the week, you know, yeah. It's not really going to like rent. But I mean,
right.
And like I said, we've had it like for 3 weeks now and we've had a full house. Like we were the moochers before, like mooching off of our friends. Now like our friends are mooching off of us just staying there. But it's cool. I mean, there's like a lot of room and like we're usually so exhausted by the time we get back. You know, like, you know, there's some people sleeping on our couch, fine, no problems.
I noticed a difference when we came here last year. It was all nude, but I saw something on the website that said clothing optional. Was it
yeah.
just for this weekend?
So there's two pools. There's like, they call it the nude pool and the prude pool. The prude pool is like always clothing optional. I don't know if you saw it. It's like a lot. It's about maybe about like half the size. It's behind. I don't know, maybe it's like 200 yards that way. And it's like nice, it's like a whole bunch of trees around, like a little bit quieter, there's no bar, there's no music or anything like that. And then this was always like, for about a year, pretty much always the nude pool. And about a month ago, maybe 2 months ago, they changed it where the last Saturday of the month, it was clothing optional.
Oh.
So they got like a lot of the people that were, you know, maybe a little bit shy, you know, they didn't like want to be obligated to be naked.
Right.
So like, you know, so like they'll be in bathing suits or bikinis or whatever. But generally, Russ, the owner, says like the difference between like a nudist and a non-nudist is like basically two drinks.
Two drinks.
Yeah. You know? So yeah, after they get liquored up, I mean, you don't really see anybody in bathing suits. Like, you know, towards the end of the day, everybody's naked.
Is it for everyone? Couples or
Okay, so they have the foam party, I think. I'm not 100% sure. Like, we should. Hang on. Like, let me get Rosie.
And she works at Freedom Acres?
Yes, she does. She, that's actually how we met. Like, she used to work Friday, Saturday, Sunday, but, like, basically, like, just kind of cut that down to Fridays. Rosie!
She's so
cute. She is so sociable.
I was going to say, she's a social butterfly
like
there.
They call her the mayor of Fucktown.
The mayor of Fucktown.
So, so, like, when she gets in the gate, like, if I'm already here, like sitting in one of the chaise lounges, like, it takes her, like, literally sometimes a half an hour to get to me, like, you know, which is, what, 100 feet, you know, because, like, she's socializing with everybody. We're being interviewed for SwingerCast.
Okay.
Like, she needs, like, some official details of, like, the rules of, the, like, the foam party.
Official rules?
Well, like, it's, like, if it's, like, couples only or like, singles allowed.
Oh, yeah, foam parties, couples only. Sometimes single males, if they're sponsored with a couple, which they have to stay with a couple, they cannot veer off by themselves. It's like their little pet. Then that's the only time, the only exception. But
and that's what, the last...
It's rare.
No, the last singles. Saturday of the...
last Saturday of every month.
Oh, okay.
It's the phone party.
The phone party. And clothing optional day also. So, yeah.
And so what about Friday nights? Is that a...
Friday night we have midnight pool parties. No foam, it's just the midnight pool party. We have a DJ out there from midnight to 3 a.m. Yeah.
And a fire pit, which came in handy last Friday, as you know.
Yes, I do.
Yeah, pretty cold.
Did you tell her that I was the mayor?
Yeah, you're the mayor of Fucktown.
I'm the mayor of Fucktown.
That's great.
I've been appointed with people. Fucktown. So they've named our fifth will. City Hall.
City Hall. Okay.
So we're thinking about doing a nice plaque, you know, established 2015 and doing a ribbon cutting.
Yes, you should.
Any
definitely.
Reason to party. Yeah.
So the party, the day party, that was pretty wild. It was from 10 to 6, but it carried on later than 6. And now it's 8. We went back
to our place and decided to go to the cafe, which is this little place, and we just walked in. They have some food, and they are supposed to have karaoke. And I was standing out there waiting on John, and a big group of people started walking by, like 20 people. And they were all just walking out. They were like, we're drunk or treating. We're drunk or treating.
Come to the party with us. Come on.
Come with us. Come with us.
We were drunk or treating.
Yes, so last night. Yeah.
Stopped by our place.
Oh, we were standing right outside ready to, we were just trying to decide, well, should we go to the club or should we just go to the karaoke? And we were like standing there, and then all of you guys, what was that? How many? Like 20
so there
or?
There was probably like 20, at least 20 plus of us. So what we did was, well, there was one weekend. We all party up here. We call this Party Central in our semi-dry area. So we're all up there drinking, barbecuing, and so we're like, you know what, there's a bunch of other parties going on, so let's take the party over there. So we take alcohol, usually Fireball for shots, and we go. We were walking down, and we're like, oh my God, we're like trick-or-treating. So they end up calling it drunk-or-treating. So every time people have parties, we'll just go, and we'll hit like all the parties. So we just bring this whole caravan, and it's like there's two people there, and then there's 25 people there.
And you pick them up. They were saying, come with us, come with us.
They kept trick-or-treating with us.
And then we wind up at karaoke.
And then we end up at karaoke.
I wasn't not knowing what to expect with that.
I get on the surface of it, it sounds like, okay, karaoke party in a swingers place. But I'll tell you, it was fun watching this quartet of girls up there singing and
touching and
pawing each other. And
yeah, it was so sexy. You never see that in a regular karaoke place. And it was just, it was awesome. After the karaoke, I mean, you would think all day partying, then later at the karaoke, but the party was not over yet. Saturday night, midnight foam party.
They take, there's a picnic area behind the bar, and that usually is where people eat their meals, but they transform it into a dance floor. Huge speakers, lots of lights, and plenty of foam. I would say that the ceiling on this building is probably 20, 25 feet high, and the foam goes up at least 15. You see people dancing in the foam, and all you can't see their faces. You can only see
sometimes
like their fingertips coming up out of
the
foam.
The tall ones.
You might catch a glance of an elbow or a knee, but it's just
wild,
raucous. And they did rock for a long time, and it was started at midnight. Might have got a little bit late start, I don't know, but it went on till I lost track of time. Hours, maybe 3-4 in the morning.
Yeah.
They were still cleaning the place up at 9 a.m. But there was still people there.
It was wild. We pretty much stayed by the fire and talked to a lot of people. We had so much fun with the people we met.
And so what you're about to hear are some of the little clips and interviews of the people that we met that night.
How long have you guys been swinging?
We're not swinging.
You're not?
I mean, it's our second night here.
What do you mean?
It's our second night.
We're figuring it out. Okay. Or just checking out the scene.
But we're not in the.
Yeah, we're checking out the scene. Exactly. That's cool.
This is your first time ever at
any kind of a swinger event, or
we're learning
more about each other through this.
7 years. We've been together 7 years.
Everybody's different, and everyone has different vibes, and I'm very sensitive to vibes. I'm kind of an intuitive, so it's interesting because I get to pick up a lot of, you know, good energies from people. And it's not necessarily even about even looks for me. It's more about people, you know. I'm enjoying everybody's joy and everybody's pleasure together at the same time, and that's where I'm at in every moment. Mm-hmm. And
So you guys are from Vegas?
Yes, yes. We've been there when it was small. Uh-huh. Small town, and it has exploded. But we come here to have fun because there's so many damn rules in Vegas.
Yeah.
Tied to gaming. Oh, it's like, you can't do... If you're in gaming and you want to take your clothes off and alcohol involved, you can't do shit.
Wow.
Yeah. So he goes, why do you come here? I said, you know what? We live in Vegas. You got to get out of town too. Just like everybody else.
So you've been here before?
Oh. We've been coming here for years. And we bring our motor home here. And we stay at the resort and take the shuttle over. Shuttle, the best ever. Oh, my gosh.
We haven't taken the shuttle yet.
Oh, my gosh. It's the best ever. And they have the nicest people that do that anyway. They come right to your spot, no matter where you're staying. Pick you up.
Oh, right at your spot. You don't have to walk to them or anything.
No, you don't have to walk anywhere. They come right to wherever you're staying.
That's cool.
Take you over there and back. You don't have to deal with California Highway Patrol.
Yes. Right.
Yeah. Which is awesome.
So how long have you been in the lifestyle or swinging or I assume?
About 10 years and we've been swinging.
Oh,
and so our first time was over in Naughty New Orleans, which is...
Oh, we're going to go there.
Oh, my God.
Are you
the best party ever?
Are you going to be there this year?
No. Well, we haven't...
We signed, are.
But you have to kind of, like, space out your trips.
Sure.
We didn't do too good this year because...
Naughty New Orleans, we did, like, 3 years in a row. Awesome.
Yeah.
Awesome party. We went last year and the
year
before. And
then we moved over, we did the cruises. So we did three of the takeover cruises.
With Bob and Tess, with the, French Connections.
Yes, yeah, we did that. And then the latest thing is we went with the FA group, Tahito, in March. That was everybody we talked to said, whatever you do, you have to go to Tahito. So we did. My God, we loved it so much. We booked our next trip. We're going next March.
Nice.
So that's awesome.
Big cheering group going for whoever missed FA.
That's great.
That was so fun. And it was so fun to see Winston there. I was like, I remember you.
Yeah, Winston's awesome.
He gets awesome around because, he remembers everybody's name. And so we'll be back at Labor Day to... celebrate our anniversary.
Oh, nice.
How many 42?
Years? 42.
Wow.
42
Russ loves us because he likes to bring us up on stage at last. Because he goes, okay, here's a couple who's been fucking longer than most of you have been alive.
So what do your friends in Vegas that aren't swingers, do you tell them that you do this? Or
no, we don't. And my family doesn't know that, so... I have to be really careful what I like on Facebook because we're friends with all our friends on Facebook. So I only like certain things. Hell, they're going to find out eventually. But we even have parties at our house for our vanilla friends. And they love it because, I have a pole in my family.
Nice.
I have a
freaking pole in my family room because I love it. And our go-to excuse was on. It's an exercise pole. And I have a video to prove it. But
I love it.
Pole dancing is just fun and it's a workout.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, it is.
And so with vanilla friends, you're going, oh, my God, can you teach me how to do a spin? Like, yeah, I can do that. And the funniest thing, I had a knee replacement. My nurse came in, the home nurse that comes in the first room. She goes, is that a pole? Yeah. No further. The funniest thing, though, month later, met her at the swing club. She goes, oh my God, you are the girl with the pole in your family room. I was like,
that would be me.
It's all about fun. You have to enjoy your life now because you're not guaranteed what's coming up next.
So I didn't venture into the foam, but I almost did.
I didn't get in, but I was up there for a long time watching and just in awe. I was at one point looking for you, and I was like, oh, I'll never find her in there. I'll go somewhere else. But
oh, that was funny, because you came out to the fire and you were standing right behind me, and you didn't even see me. You didn't notice that I was there.
No.
You were like,
no, I was like, where is she? Huh?
You were looking over in the playrooms thinking I was over there.
I did see a blonde in a black dress. I couldn't see her face, but she had a dick in her mouth. And I thought, well, if I don't find her, I'll recognize her sounds. If I stand here long enough, I'll recognize her sounds if it is her. And then I look over and I saw you. But
you look over because I stood up because I was like, okay, I'm going in the foam. And I stood up and I turned around. And there you were, right there, and you're like, whoa.
So we just kept on conversing with the people that were there at the party. And
I love the conversations. It's so much fun.
So it's Sunday afternoon. You have a pool party every Sunday?
Yes.
Is that right?
Every Sunday is our rehab day.
Rehab day.
Yes. So sometimes we have a DJ, sometimes we don't on Sundays. But after, everybody usually from here goes over to the club. From 3 to 10, they have, it's Latin night, Caliente Lounge. So when they're one of the rooms, they have all Latin music. And then the main floor is regular dance music. And then from 10 to 12, it's an orgy.
Yes, cool, I've heard about party. That.
It's a lot of fun. Single males are allowed on Sundays.
At Freedom Acres.
Yes, at Freedom Acres, the club.
That's
The orgy room is called the docking station, and basically, like, guys have to be naked, women have to be, like, either naked or in lingerie. So, they basically shut down all other play areas in the club and, like, funnel everybody to that area.
You have to go up the stairs in a towel.
Okay. Do they close down the play area before that and just have it open only for
them? They start preparing a little bit before, because they have to get everybody out of the regular play areas, because it's only, I don't know if you've been there, but when you go in up the stairs, all the areas where they close, they reserve for the orgy. So that's the only place people can go.
Great. Well, we'll definitely have to check that out. We'll probably check that out in September.
You should, yeah. It's fun.
We did not make it out last night. I had a locker in the trailer. We had to put her on timeout.
But I heard, were you here for the whole party last night?
Yeah.
Oh,
we stayed up till sunrise.
Okay. Usually every phone party is like that. We get up in the morning and people are still out here at 8 o'clock in the morning from the night before. Yes.
I was talking to the guy. He was up here all night, and then he tore it down at 8:45. He said, and there were still people. Still people
they,
here.
They ended up going to the pool. I think they shut down the foam at like 4.
Yeah.
Maybe 4 in the morning, and then everybody just stays out at the pool.
Yeah.
And any listeners who want to go, please shower off before getting into the pool, because they always have to drain the hot tub, because like the people like in foam go. Do they drain? They don't drain the pool.
They don't drain the pool, but it leaves like a big thick film. I don't know what he does. He has to like do something to the pool. So if you're going into the foam, then you have to, there's places to rinse off.
Like with hot water.
People will just like jump in there, and then there's bubbles all over the place. I don't know, the chemical or something is bad for the pool.
So you work here sometimes at Freedom Acres?
I work in the office.
In the office at the resort?
Yeah.
And you do shuttles from here?
We offer shuttles Friday night, Saturday night, starting at 8 in the morning.
I mean
8 in the evening, I'm sorry. 8 at night, they start at 8 at night. So if you're staying here, you just call the nightclub, and then they'll pick you up wherever you're at. They'll pick you up from your room. You don't have to be in a central location. So they'll pick you up door-to-door service. Yeah, for free.
Awesome.
Just
That's
tip.
Awesome.
Please tip your driver.
Please tip your driver.
And your bartenders.
And your bartenders.
Yes.
Everybody, most people work as a volunteer base, so the tips are greatly appreciated.
So thank you all for listening, and big, huge thank yous to everyone at Freedom Acres Resort for not only making us feel so at home and your hospitality was so wonderful, but for having this place.
Yes.
1 year. I'm glad to see it's just building and building, and I hope you guys keep it up, and we appreciate you so much for providing a spot like this where like-minded adults can be free.
And get naughty.
On all those acres. We are free on all those acres.
Free on all those acres.
Party naked.
Yeah. And I'm looking forward to going back there soon.
Labor Day. I think that's when we're going to go.
I think that's when it's going to be. And I'm super excited about Naughty in New Orleans.
We leave in a week.
Or less than a week.
And for those of you coming with us, we're going to see you soon.
Yes.
Going down that swinger parade down Bourbon Street in our pajamas and lingerie.
I'm dancing this time. Yes. I'm dancing behind the band.
Good.
Behind the Treme brass band.
Well, we'll have to get there we'll have to get there a little earlier, baby.
I know. I am. I'm committed. I'm committed.
Okay.
I'm motivated. Excited about that. And you'll hear from us after Naughty in New Orleans. Laissez le bon temps rouler. Let the good times roll.